Jean Shaw here, and today I'm once more chatting to Alex Jeffries, who relatively quickly went from school dunce to becoming one of the most successful online marketers in Welsh history. Alex has been online since 2004 when he dabbled in eBay and began importing motorbikes from China. But his rise to stardom really took off in 2008 when he started his first coaching course, Marketing with Alex. His tagline then, and still is, has been marketing with you and not to you. I was on that first course, and since then he's gone on to run three more, but I believe Alex 4.0 is to be his last, as he wants to move on to other things. I recorded an interview with Alex 1 year ago, and today I'd like to see what's changed in his life over the past 12 months and whether he can offer any additional advice and insights to listeners of this call. So, Alex, are you there?
How's it going, Jean? You okay, my lovely?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you. Really appreciate you taking time out to give me this interview. So, by way of background, you weren't very successful at school, possibly dyslexic. You left school with no qualifications, but went to iTech, couldn't even get on a computer course. So you did electronics for 6 months, where you were basically soldering things. Is that right?
That's right. You've got it.
Right. So, in fact, you could almost have ended up fixing TVs on a production line for years if you hadn't have had the drive and ambition to get out.
Yeah, I mean, I've always had the drive and ambition within me. That's maybe one of the reasons I never did very well in school, because I didn't take direction very well from teachers who, you know, and to teachers who were teachers, you know, that they weren't, you know, successful business people or whatnot. And I, you know, I was very lucky that I've grown up seeing successful business people and being able to go out and you know, go for meals with family, and there's been successful people there. And they've educated me with, you know, just certain quotes that really stuck with me. So, you know, I was rebellious in school, you know, and you know that, Gene, you know, I was rebellious in school and I didn't want to learn. I was very distracted, very naughty. And yeah, it really had a toll on, you know, all the teachers with me, and they just didn't pay an interest in me, and I didn't pay an interest in school. So when I left school, my dad was not happy. You know, my mum always blamed me, my dad was not happy, and he basically shipped me off to this place called iTech. And tried doing a computer course there, you know, like we spoke about. And when I did the exam, they basically just threw me into the soldering class, if you will. Yeah, it was just soldering bloody bits of iron on the chipboard. And then I was going to be shipped off to Huntley, which was like a production line for like Panasonic to, you know, make TVs on the factory line. And, you know, I thought, I'm not doing that. So I just basically got into a lot of trouble again outside of school. And then I started working for my dad. You know, he had a job. You know, he's got his own company. So I started, you know, working as a construction worker. But I started at the bottom of the line, you know, picking up the rubble with a shovel, sticking in the bags, you know, cleaning up the muck after the plasterers. I was just, you know, the labourer's labourer, if you like. So, yeah, it was a totally different life to where I am now, Jean.
Mm. It was interesting that you said that you used to go out with for dinners and there were successful business people there, because there is a kind of thing going on where you're very much influenced by the people you surround yourself with. In fact, they do say that if you want to know how much income you're going to earn, you just look at the five people closest to you, the people that you spend the most time with. And clearly that's working for you, because you now associate with some of the biggest names in the marketing industry, don't you?
That's right, definitely. Yeah, I've worked hard to get there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously these connections have helped you tremendously. So anybody who's just starting online, how would they make the initial connections that they might possibly be able to piggyback off of?
Yeah, so you know, when I first started online, I was totally lost, you know, as you can imagine, as I suppose everybody is, or maybe not lost, but just no direction. So not lost, but no direction. And you know, when the bills need to be paid, you know, I think I was interviewed yesterday or maybe the day before, and somebody asked me this. He was like, well, how did you become so successful? And I said, you know, it wasn't that I was invited into internet marketing. Is I was desperate and I needed to make it happen. So I was on a mission. When I come online, I was on a mission. And that mission took me from eBay to, you know, and there was a lot of, you know, you can make a lot of money on eBay. But then I realized there was a whole world out there of the internet. So when I stepped away from eBay into the internet, you know, I didn't know how to build websites. I still don't, genius, you know. I didn't know how to build websites. Didn't really know how to create products. Didn't know how to add value. Didn't know how to drive traffic. Didn't know how to automate things. Didn't know the business behind websites. Didn't have any JV partners. Didn't have affiliates. I just knew you needed all of these things. Plus, I knew you needed, you know, lots of softwares and mailing lists and do email marketing to be able to write sales copy and be able to write products and stuff. And I was like, whew, this looks like a lot of work. And I just started to dig in piece by piece. But along the way, as I dug in piece by piece, there was lots of distractions. Because there was all these new things. Oh man, it's AdSense. I can just add AdSense to my website and I'll make money every day. And you go down that route and you never make any money. It's like, oh wow, there's, you know, there's this place called ClickBank. You can just be affiliates of other people's products, you know, and just stick up their affiliate links and make money, and then you do that and you don't make any money. And it's like, you know, and then there's these new launches, new buy-ins, and these, you know, these big product launches. And then, you know, what I realized is, oh my God, like, this is, you know, this is hell, right? I mean, think about it, Gene. I was sitting there going, I'm never going to be successful. I was reading ebook after ebook, video course after video course, and I was like, this is like, yeah, this is crazy. So what really changed it for me was I went to a seminar. You know, I went to my very first seminar, and it was in Alabama. So I was, you know, telling my family, hey guys, you know, I'm going to go to this seminar in Alabama in the UK, in the USA. So I'm going to fly from London to, you know, Alabama. And everyone thought it was crazy. You know, I'm going to go meet this guy that I've never met before, and he's going to teach me how to make money on the internet. Right?
And did
people,
they...
thought it was, people thought it was bloody nuts. So my mum wouldn't let me go alone, but she made my dad come with me, or my stepfather, who came with me. And we went out there. So I'm at this event, Tim Lox's event, and he's there on stage teaching people how to make money. And I was looking around the room, and I was like, oh, man. You know, you've got to realize, Gene, that this time I was broke. I was, you know, massively in debt. And I just invested, you know, a couple of $1,000 to fly to this event, hotels, and get to the seminar, you know, paid to get in the seminar. So I was like, oh, man, you know, I've wasted my money here. I know all of this information. And then I looked around the room, and I was like, well, hang on a sec. Look at everybody else in this room. They're all bloody clueless. Like, they're all, they haven't got a clue. Nobody else in the room had a clue. But I'd already done my study, and I'd already put it together, or I knew what needed to happen, but I hadn't just had it packaged. So what happened was then, you know, at the end of the event, Tim saw that I was giving it a go. You know, I wanted to make it happen. And again, remember, I had to make this happen. This wasn't the fact of, this wasn't a hobby. This was my life that I needed to make change. You know, my son Cameron was just born, we needed to make things happen, right? I couldn't live like that anymore. So I gave up TV and I just worked on my business. Now, how I really become successful is then Tim introduced me to Michael Cheney. But also at the event was Jason James, another good marketer. So I'm at this seminar, there's Tim Rox who run it, and there was Jason James in the crowd. So when I left the seminar, I kept in touch with Jason James. And every day I'd watch, you know, wait for Jason to come online. And we'd be on MSN back then. And as soon as he'd come online, I'd be like, hey, Jason, what are you doing today? Because Jason was already making hundreds of thousands of dollars online. So I'd be like, what are you doing today? And I'm starting to work on what he was doing on a daily basis. And then I'd have, you know, like monthly phone calls with Tim Knox to find out, you know, if I was on track or whatnot. And then Tim Knox introduced me to Michael Cheney. And then after following Michael Cheney, I saw a promotion that he did for Mike Fulsaine, and I bought that ebook and I read Mike Fulsaine's ebook, and then I realized, wow, like, that really changed everything. when I read Michael Singh's ebook, Bob Paul Martin, that changed everything. I was like, I've got to meet this dude. So I went and made sure I met Mike, you know? So really what happened for me was I just thought, great, I love all these websites, there's millions of websites out there. First of all, which ones do you trust? That's a very hard thing to get to grips with if you don't know anybody. And then as soon as I started to find the people who I knew I could trust, then I looked at who they recommended and I started to build relationships with them. But I didn't just buy their products anymore, I studied the people. I think that was very important. So I started studying the people behind the website. So I started flying to seminars and meeting a lot of people and working out how they were doing product launches, how they were doing all of their stuff.
Yeah, unquestionably the best way to move forward is to go to live workshops so that you can meet people and make connections, and then you can actually see who these people are. But for a lot of people, they're not going to be able to do that, especially when they first start online, because I would imagine a lot of people who come onto the internet to make money probably have families and heavy mortgages and things, and especially in this day and age, there perhaps just isn't the money just to, well, especially hop on a plane and go to USA, is there? So
yeah, but let me just say this, and this is the reality of it. Is when I went to meet Michael Singh, I was still broke. I read his report, I went to meet him, I was still broke. I spent another $500 to go to that event. I had to pay for hotels and travel and stuff. And then when I met Michael Singh, I invested $5,000 into his coaching program on two of Katie's credit cards. Because my credit cards were maxed out. So I had to use Katie's credit cards, and I maxed out two of her credit cards. So
she must have really loved you.
Yeah, but you can imagine the, I suppose, desperate situation, if you like, that I was in. I had to make it happen, So when I invested in Mike's program, it wasn't just desperate. I knew that was going to help me. When I just got on the phone with Kate, it was like, Kate, I need to buy this package. I need to put it on your credit cards. We had a conversation and she accepted it. And she let me continue. She supported me,
I think you find a lot of people, actually, the turning point is when they reach rock bottom, desperation level, when it's like, make or break. I've really got to do this. Or...
You were saying earlier, it's like, what's happened this year or whatnot. It's like, I had a fantastic year. When it comes crunch time, when you really need to do something, that's when the fruits come out, It's like, man, I got so many good things going on now, right now. So many things. It's unbelievable. It really is just totally unbelievable.
So your mum must be very proud. Well, your mum has always been very proud of you, but how about your dad, who didn't have a lot of faith in you initially as far as your business skills were concerned? Is he...
Yeah, he's proud, I mean, he tells me he's proud, and his wife always tells me, she always said, Dad's always proud of you, he always speaks highly of you to everybody. But, at the end of the day, I suppose, like we spoke about last time, June, whether you interviewed me or we were just talking, that was a massive driving factor for me to prove myself. And let's just say, I was on the phone with Michael Singh the other day. Three or four nights ago, I was on the phone with Mike. And we had an amazing phone call. It was beautiful. I mean this now, I love that guy. But, we were speaking, we haven't spoke for, quite some time now. We've both been busy building companies, whatnot. Mike's, made tens and tens of millions of dollars on the internet, right? He's, made, million-dollar days and stuff, right? So he's very influential, and I phoned him up, and we were speaking for, 20 minutes before we even, had a break, and it was like, I brought this up, and I was like, Mike, I'm 30 in a couple of weeks' time, and... I've always said, since I was 12, I was going to be a millionaire before I'm 30. Well, I made my first million when I was 28. And I was working with Mike and obviously Rich Sheffrin.
That's amazing. I mean, the way that you're talking now, when I was talking to Mike and Rich, like they're just rolling off your tongue as your friends, which indeed they are. But I bet like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you could never have imagined that you would be in that sort of situation.
No, I remember I was too scared to. Well, I remember the first time I met Michael saying I was like a rabbit. I was so excited. He called me an energizer bunny. I think you actually called me an energizer bunny as well in one of your testimonials to me. But you know, I was so excited to him. It was like he was like, calm down. Seriously, slow down. We got all night together. You know, the first time we met, he's like, relax. And he did stay with me all night. We stayed up till 5 a.m. looking at all my stuff. I mean, he was excited. How excited I was to be with him. You know. It must have been a big influence because I was like, this guy knows it. Like, Mike, I've read your ebook. I read 1,000 ebooks before it. They're all rubbish. This one is the one. Whatever you're doing, I want to do, right? So, the other night when we were on the phone, is of course, we're friends now, you know. It's like, he was like, dude, when you come to New York, you come to New York soon, let's, you know, let's go out. And actually, me and Katie are going to fly out to New York pretty soon. And then I'm going to go down and spend some time with Rich as well in Florida. But yeah, these are friends of mine, but they're still, you know, I've still got to keep it in mind, they're still mentors of mine. They're the people who I phone, not for a chat, but in the hard times. Mm. In the good times, we don't really speak as much. It's the hard times, like I'm phone with them, they fix things for me like that, because they've been there, done it. You get me?
You are very much a passionate person, aren't you? And that comes across in your students, in your coaching classes, because you teach business from the ground up, don't you? And all the things that you have to have in place so that people aren't busy fools. And actually, the whole system is very comprehensive, isn't it? It's not just a bit here and a bit there.
Yeah, and that's the problem with internet marketing. It's, you're going to learn a bit here. You're going to learn a bit there. With all of these different products, you know, there'll be an email marketing product. And the thing is with all of these products is they're great, but they're tactics. Do you understand? It's like there'll be a product teaching you list building. Well, everyone knows you need to be building mail lists, but then there's so many other elements that come into it. So, you know, like product creation or traffic generation or email marketing and so forth. So that's when I thought, well, if I built Marketing Alex, it's going to be an all-in-one program that really teaches the business behind websites. And I really taught it with stories, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
But I really taught the bigger picture, you know, not specific. Even though I taught the specifics, I mean, I taught the tactics, but I really wanted to teach the strategy. That's what I think is important, to have a strategy, not just a lot of tactics.
Well, that is good. And also, the way that you've taught it means that people can go in any kind of niche. Although, initially, you start off with the internet marketing niche, which is what you know. Obviously, a lot of your students then go on to teach what you've taught them. So there's everybody teaching how to do internet marketing. But your course is so comprehensive that you could go into any other niche. And basically, if you decide on your niche, offer value for free, build a list, then build a relationship with that list, and then offer affiliate products, you can make money, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, and very quickly and very simply as well, as long as you're educated to do it. You see?
I think a lot of people think it's a quick fix thing. They don't appreciate the time, because although you've made tremendous strides very quickly, you did say that you studied for a long time beforehand, before that initial catalyst.
I struggled so much before I was successful. I mean, you know, they say the most successful person in the room is the person who failed the most.
Mm-hmm.
And what you were just saying then was like my journey. Well, you see, so I was writing some sales copy last night. I was up till about 4 o'clock this morning writing sales copy.
I have to say, Alex, that that John Carlton copywriting course you did has really paid off.
Yes, it has. Even though sales copy is a bloody long process, and I didn't have it planned to do this week about other stuff, that was really mean to do this week. I ended up diving into my sales copy yesterday, and I was like, right, I'm going to get this done this week, you know. We're doing a big launch. And the sales copy is fantastic, right? It is going to be really good. I know it's going to be a sellout. And, you know, when I was writing the sales copy, it was like, I realized that there's this journey. Actually, I wasn't writing the sales copy. I was writing the product. I was going back and forth. I was multitasking, which is, you know, a bit of a pain in the bum sometimes. But anyway, so I was writing the product. So I was writing about that, you know, people want instant profits, and you can make instant profits. Because in an instant, that money comes into your account, and you can automate it. But the fact is that once you make that instant profit, you want to make more and more and more. You don't want to just make $1 million today and nothing tomorrow and nothing forever, do you? You know, when I made my first million, I didn't just say, hey, I've made it now. You know, no, I was educated how to make many more millions. That's what I do.
So you create a business for life rather than an instant profit.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
So what I'm saying here is, though, it's like it's a journey. Mm. So that's what people need to understand. It's the journey. Like, how many people I've read or listened to or watched, they go, I want money. I mean, I've observed the marketplace for a long time now. Like, I want money now, now, now. I need money now, now, now. It's me, me, me. Why aren't I making money? I need to build a website. I need this. I need, right? And they're looking because of their desperation of where they are in their life. Their life is saying, we need an extra source of income. The internet is obviously one. We need this to work for us right now, right? I need to buy this product. I need this to happen. They're desperate. I know I've been there. But obviously that's the wrong mindset to be in and so forth. But what's happening is all of these people are saying, me, me, me now. And they stay in that frame of mind for many years. So let's put it like this, Gene, right? I've done a survey. I don't know if you've seen that survey that I've been putting out. So I've done a survey, and when I was analysing the results yesterday, it showed that 75% of the people who took the survey do not have a mailing list. 75% of the people who took the survey do not make money. And it also showed that 25% of the people who took the survey have been trying for 4 to 5 years to make money online.
Mm. Do you think the mailing lists have died a bit of a death now then? Do you think people's get inundated with so many lists though that they just don't even bother to open the emails anymore?
Not really. If you've got a strong readership, if you can build a strong readership and add value to people's lives, then you're going to get a good open rate. Mm. You know, it just means you've just got to be more adding value. But let me just go back to it a second. You know, I want to come back to this sales copy I was writing on the product. That I'm saying that the fact is that it's a journey, and online it's a campaign. So you know, anything that you do is a campaign. So like if you build a mailing list, or if you build a product, that product is only to build your mailing list. And if you build a mailing list, that is only to build you, you know, to do email marketing. You know, so it's a campaign. You're just going forward on this journey.
Mm-hmm. So basically strategic planning. So everything has a purpose, doesn't it? You don't just do it just for putting stuff out there.
Yeah, and that comes from knowing the big picture, not just, oh, I'll do this today, or I'll do that today, or I'll do that. You know, it's having a real good big picture. So, like, I'm writing a sales copy right now, but I know that very soon our sales copy will go live, and then we'll focus on the email marketing campaign, and then we know we'll have people signing up, then we'll know we'll get people to the event, then we know we'll have, you know, there's a campaign. And then that whole event will generate a big buzz for the next event. You know what I mean?
You're very much one for planning, aren't you? I know that you plan tomorrow today all the time, but also you do have, as you say, the big picture. So it's like a year broken down to 3 months, to broken down to a month, to weeks, days, that kind of thing, isn't it? In your life.
Yeah, I mean, but what I've done is over the last 8, 9 months when I started planning about investing. So, you know, I got to the point where I could make money. then I started to, you know, then we got big tax bills. So I was like, okay, so now I make money and I know how to make money. How do I invest this money to become a cash flow that is tax deductible, you know, goes to a tax, an asset investment account, and then you invest that money, gives you cash flow that's tax deductible, and then you're wealthy for life. You have all of these assets that bring you cash flow, and you know, you never have to work a day in your life, and you're making, you know, enough to cover your lifestyle, plus, you know, companies generating a lot of money. And that's where I went to next. So I've been studying that. I studied that for about 3 months, and then I know, understand that. So I've come back to making a lot of money, and now we've got systems to put that, those assets, you know, that money into asset investment accounts.
And are you intending to teach that? Because I'm sure that would be a very desirable course for many.
Yeah, but then it's a desirable course for many, but it's a course for people who are making money, really. Mm. You know, so yeah, they obviously there'll be a niche for that, of course. I'll just have to go through the process myself first and nail it. But yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, there are many people. I mean, the majority, your students now are generally beginners, aren't they? Or at least not making a lot of money, obviously, from what you've just said. So, but there are people out there who make lots and lots of money, and not just on the internet, are that they make it, yeah, in other forms of business.
I went to an asset investment company about 2 years ago. This one made me laugh. So I walked in the room and I was like, right, so what can you do for me? And I was quite strong with the guy. I was like, well, dude, how much do you make a year? I was like, well, tell me, how much do you make a year? And he told me. I was like, well, how the hell can you tell me how to invest my money? And I was like, you know, this is a bit of a joke, you know? What's going on here? Like, you're wasting my time, really. You know, they invite me to, I mean, they made pennies, really. And then they're trying to tell me how to invest my money. Mm. So why am I going to listen to that guy? Do you understand?
Yeah. Scary, like when you go to the banks and the bank manager is about 22 years old or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. But you have an enviable lifestyle. I mean, you've got your work and home life really sorted out. You go on lots of holidays and things, and you've always planned your business around your personal life rather than the other way round. Your son now is 4 years old, so is that going to kind of restrict your lifestyle? Because you obviously can't just take him out of school and things anymore, can you?
Yeah, I suppose so. You know, it's like this last year, like when we moved to San Diego last year, we moved out there for 3 months, and the plan was to move out there to build the company. It was to get away from my social life here in the UK, you know, lots of friends, you know, it was to get away from that and really focus on growing the company. But that just fell apart. The company, you see, this is what I did, Gene, is the company was growing. You could see the growth of the company. I could see that the not just so much the growth of numbers or money, the buzz. Like, I'm a marketer, I can see. I've got a vision for things, right? I know how to, you know, make things happen, right? Like, obviously, if I ever launch anything, before I launch it, it's all visioned in my mind. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I look at something, I'm like, right, so if I did this, all of this would happen. And then and I'm drawing it on paper, like, you see, like this bit of paper here, just this one bit of paper here has generated me endless amounts of money. Just that one bit of paper, I mean, you know, if you saw the drawing, it's a crazy drawing. So I could draw things like this, I'm like, so when I went to San Diego, what we did was I seen this vision, I was like, well, we need more support. So we ended up with a team of like 7 people on my team. And the start of the year was 2 of us, towards the end of the year it was like 7 of us. And what happened was we scaled the company up to support the growth. And then the growth didn't happen because we all become too busy being busy fools. Like, every day I come into the office, it was all of these people asking me questions. They all needed something from me. And I never got any of my work done because I was so distracted by everyone else. There was just no organization in the company. It was a shambles. So that really knocked me back. It gave me a real knockback. And I got rid of most of the people, and then went back to the drawing board. And then I had to, you know, plan everything. So I was like, well, you know, I'm not going to go on endless vacations now. I'm not going to, you know, do all of these, you know, crazy, amazing things. It was like, right, I'm just going to knuckle down now and really look at how to become wealthy from life. You know? So, like you said about traveling with Cameron and stuff, it's like, well, you know, we got a beautiful, you know, I'm in my home office right now. I woke up, Gene, you were interviewing me at 1 p.m. So I woke up at 20 past 12 in the afternoon. You know, it's like, they say that's like the dream internet marketer's lifestyle. Like, hey, you know, you read on the sales page, it's like, Fred, it's like, roll out of bed at, you know, whatever o'clock, you know, no alarm clock, you just do whatever you want to do. Well, that's true, but I only rolled out of bed at like 4 o'clock, at 12 o'clock, because I went to bed at 4 o'clock this morning. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So like last night, I really wanted to write this sales copy, and I just stayed up, and I enjoyed it. You know, I enjoyed the writing process, and you went back. So with the travel, it's like, well, we're not going to do too much travel this year. We're going to, you know, take maybe a month in Florida, and I think there is bits of, yeah, we are going to travel somewhat, but we've got, you know, Katie's pregnant, so we've got another baby on the way, so she can't travel for too much longer, because, you know, we can't travel after 30 weeks. And, yeah, so this year I'm just knuckling down. It's like, I'm just going to work. I've got an outside office. I got an office about 4 weeks ago. And, you know, I go to the office and I work.
Mm.
But I'm working for myself and my family. And I work whenever I want to work and on what I want to work. And that's very fun. Mm. You know?
That is actually a hard thing for people who decide that they want to adopt the internet lifestyle, because yes, you do have the freedom, but sometimes you don't, because it can be quite unhealthy, because you can spend hours and hours in front of the computer, yeah, and you never get to see the people that you actually decided that you wanted to get in business for yourself for, do you?
Yeah.
It can take over.
Yeah, and let me just elaborate on that. Like, me and Katie sat down and it was like, well, when my company, I was trying to grow my company last year, and it wasn't happening like I planned. Like, I wanted to hit the $1 million, you know, in the year mark last year, and we didn't hit 7 figures last year. So when we, you know, when I was trying to strike this, I couldn't envision how we were going to make that because of the problems in the company. So as I started looking at removing people from the company, my vision was getting better. I was like, so you can do this, like, and then I can work, you know, I could actually be back working, right? So why I sat down with Katie was, I was like, right, Kate, like, what do we actually want to achieve? Like, you know, this year, you know, it's not, you know, millions in the bank and so forth, you know, whatever, you know, it isn't. Like, that's not what I want. I mean, I want to spend more time with my family, right? And just live that life where, you know, if I want to go to, you know, Oakwood or something, you know, to a theme park, I can just get up and say, I'm not going to work today, I'm just going to, you know, the theme park, right? And then we said, like, how much money would we like to make this year to have in the bank at the end of the year? Like, how much money? And then we can use that money to invest, and we can maybe double or triple that amount of money, you know, with the investment accounts to turn into cash flow. And I was like, so we looked at that, and it becomes so much simpler, you know? It wasn't just consistent work chasing millions. It was a very simple plan. In fact, it's not that hard to do, and, you know, we're very close to our targets already, and we're not even that far into the year.
Good.
Having that planning vision, it really is, and being educated, it's the main thing, being educated.
Mm. Well, you're definitely a product of your product, and as you've become sort of more established and recognised, people obviously are looking for you for inspiration. You've got a lot of influence, so do you feel that you have to be a bit more careful in public now? I mean, I know you used to be a party animal and things. Are you still, or have you?
No, I've quieted down. I mean, you know, let's say, yeah, I still like to have a party. I mean, I'm still young at heart. But, you know, that's a reason why I haven't been to so many seminars lately, is because, yeah, when I used to go to them, I used to go to them to meet the experts and build relationships and become educated. And then there was this turning point where I was the expert and people coming up to me to take pictures with me and, you know, ask me questions. And it was, you know, it was eyes were on me, you know? And I was like, wow, there was a transition. So there was, you know, there was no real need for me to be at these events. You know, me spending all this money to fly out to events and all that, when there was nothing really in it for me, apart from, you know, just people come up to me and take pictures or whatnot. So, you know, when I started looking at this, I was like, well, yeah, if and it's not really for this niche, you know, the internet marketing niche, because, you know, whatever, I mean, there's, you know, so much crap out there. You know, I'm doing good anyway. But, like, if I think about where I've come from, my story, how simple it is to make money on the internet. I'm talking to make millions and millions of dollars on the internet. You know, how simple it really can be if you have the desire to become wealthy. You know, it's not a hobby, right? I mean, we say it's simple, but you've got to put the work in, right? And you, you know, when you put the work in, you need to be productive and you know, have a good plan to be working to and be accountable and stuff. So if you don't have all of that, then you're left drifting with, right? So I'm saying, yeah, my story is more inspirational for people in the world who want to become successful. Like there's this one kid, Jovan Johnson, who just joined my course a few weeks ago, and you know, just I can just see he's going to be successful. You know, he's just got that burning desire. Mm-hmm. He's totally broke at the moment, but I know he's going to make a lot of money on the internet. I know he's going to be a name to watch out for, because he's just, there you go.
He's got the entrepreneurial spirit, then, has he?
Yeah, and they're the people who I want to inspire. You know, so but then on the other side is like, yeah, if I want to be a party animal, like if I still get my work done, I mean, you know.
I know you said at one point that your passion was to set up some sort of entrepreneurial course in schools. Is that still an idea that you are thinking about? And you were going to see Sir Richard Branson on Necker Island. Did you ever go?
No, I didn't. I actually passed on it. And a friend of mine, this is what happened. When I was in San Diego, I don't know if you've heard of George Brown.
Yes, I have, yes.
So me and George were driving in San Diego. We were going surfing. And I was trying to talk George into coming to Necker Island with me. And he was like, well, that's very expensive, you know? It's like, well, you know, look at the benefits of it and stuff. And in the conversation where I turned George to go, he stopped me from going. Like, he basically, you know, but as we were talking, I influenced him to go and he influenced me not to go. So as we continued to talk about it and stuff, like, basically I was going to go down the wrong route in the reasons I was going to Mecca for, right? The reasons I was going there for would have just made me have a big corporate job, big company, something I'm not, you know, I work from home, I'm in a dressing gown right now, you know, it's not something that I was really, I would be inspired to do. So I realised I was making a mistake. So do I still want to go to school and speak on stage? Yes. Do I want to try and set something up? Yes. But I think I'll leave it for a little later, not right now. Like, I wrote a whole presentation about how I would speak on stage in my old school. Don't know if it goes down too well with the teachers, but I know the kids would enjoy it. But yeah, if that's something I'm going to do, it's going to be in a few years to find if I'm really good enough about for a young entrepreneur scheme. When I've got more backing myself, if you will, like I've got more chops myself, a bigger resume, you know, I can really approach the big business gurus and say, hey, I'm in town. This one the boxes going away. So yeah, I'm still a small pup, you know, I'm still a little pup in a big world.
It always makes me laugh when you call yourself a puppy rather than a big dog marketer. So
yeah.
You've obviously progressed a long time now. So is a yacht still on your desire list, on your wish list, or have you changed your mind about that? I said, is a yacht still on your wish list?
Oh, I mean, no, I've never really desired a yacht, Gene. I mean, you know, they're beautiful, you know, handy boxes. I mean, you know, if you just saw how glamorous it is, it's beautiful. It doesn't interest me, really, you know, I'm not going to go and spend a few million on a boat. You know, but yeah, you know, I was thinking, if we moved to, like, we're looking at moving to Florida one time. If I move up there, I get on my speedboat, you know, parked outside the house on the marina or on the dock, wherever you call them or whatnot. But I, you know, 50 grand built or something. All right, fair enough. But not one of these really, you know, I mean, boxy postage or something. No, I don't desire something like that. Actually, no, I don't think I ever had one of these.
So do you think now, in 2011, there's still opportunity for people on the internet, or has that gone?
More opportunity now than ever before. Now, I said this in 2007. I wrote about it in 2007. But the reality is, and you know, guys, you know, people listen, if people are listening to this, and this is more of just a conversation, you know, it's not often I get interviewed this way, Gene. A lot of people ask a lot of business, you know, stuff. I know you like to open up a different conversation. That's why I like, you know, the interviews off you, because, you know, you pull out, extract different information from me, and I hope, you know, it does, you know, inspire people to realize that it isn't about push button software or something. And I know that kills a lot of people's dreams, but it saves a lot of people a lot of wasted years and a lot of wasted money. But, you know, I was saying that in 2007 that you can, there's been no better time to start an internet marketing career than now. That was in 2007. And I believed it then, and now I believe right now that 2011 is better time to start an internet business than it was in 2007. But I'll tell you this, as we move forward through the years now, it will get easier and easier, it will get harder and harder. I'm telling you now that we are definitely at a pinnacle point where internet marketing has become, it's become a lot more ruthless, a lot more competitive, there's a lot more people doing it, who are becoming successful because the market's opened, like, to a wider audience, but it's going to become a lot more stringent and there's going to be a lot more rules and laws. Right now, we're pretty much in the wild, wild west. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of shenanigans going on. That is going to stop soon. So,
I was going to say, but that's got to be a good thing, isn't it? I mean, you want ethical marketers, don't you?
Well, no, of course, you want it to be ethical. What I mean is, though, that all of those boundaries make it a lot harder to enter the game. So, for an example, right? So, for me, like, taxes, accounting, all of this stuff makes my business harder. There's always a thought on the back of the mind that what's happening in the business. There's, we need bookkeepers, we need, you know, these kind of things. When I'm doing my marketing, those things need to be happening in the background. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine just making money without having to do bookkeeping or taxes or, you know, keeping accountable of everything. Just get on with it, making money, and the money comes in, boom, you're happy, right? Well, there's, you know, there's a lot of other elements to it. And what I'm saying is, when the laws are starting to come in, there'll be a lot more elements that stop easy making of money. You know, now it is going to be a good thing for people who have been established. What I'm saying is, it's going to be a very hard thing for people just starting, because it's just going to be a tighter game. You know, it's wide open right now, but it is going to definitely become a lot tighter. I know that. I know. I'm actually going to document it in a report I'm writing, and then we'll look at that in a couple of years' time again. We'll evaluate what I say.
Yeah.
But, you know, I predict that, and I know it's going to be true. I can just see it happening.
But that shouldn't stop people sort of doing anything, should it? Because
I should start making people want to do it now. Like, people should get on the boat now.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think, well, I can't do this, but you often say, a quote from Rich Sheffrin, that it's not your traits that will make you successful, but your constraints will hold you back or something, is it?
Rich, you know, Rich, I paid Rich $5,000 from this line. It's like, you know, it's not your traits that will determine your success, it's your constraints that will determine your success. So it's like, whatever's holding you back will tell you how much money you're going to make. Well, if you can find out what those constraints are and eliminate them, you'll start to make a lot more money.
So really, you've got to know your end goal and then work backwards and think, well, what do I need to do to get this, and then, you know, work on that.
Let me just quickly run by something here, because hopefully, being, you know, So, you were saying, people say, I can't. That's because these people have, like, limiting beliefs. They have a lot of excuses, and they have a lot of objections. Right? And they've got lack of the correct knowledge and information overload. So, when we look at people like this, what we need to think about is this. It's like, I speak to people, and I was like, right, so then, how long have you been trying to make money on the internet? 3 years. Okay. So how much money have you made? $0. Okay. So, if we'd be realistic, like, what would you like to earn this year? Let's break it into a monthly figure. Like, how much would you like to earn this year? Oh, $20,000 a month. Okay. $20,000 a month. So, how are you going to achieve that $20,000 a month? Oh, well, I'll do article marketing, I'll do affiliate marketing, I'll do the. I say, so, why have you made $0 in the past 3 years? What's going to change now? And they're like, well, I need to change. It's like, right, so what? How are you going to change too? I don't know. Exactly, you don't know. And see, what I've become very good at, Gina, and maybe you know, I've never really spoken about this, but maybe you might notice this in your watching me for the last few years, is like, I'm good at telling people what they don't know, they don't know. And they go, oh, you know? When you explain to somebody that they don't know that they don't know something, then you're in charge. And that's probably how to do it. It was marketing 101 manipulation, and you know, and that's just quite put it like this. It's like my son Cameron is the, you know, the four levels of the brain, right? So when Cameron was born, Cameron didn't know that he couldn't drive. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that he couldn't drive. But then when he started, you know, now Cameron knows that he can't drive. So he's been educated to that point, but he still can't drive. Do you know what I mean? So it was at the point that Cameron was like, oh, one day I'll be able to drive. Oh, you know, Daddy, will you teach, you know? Like, I'm in control of teaching how to drive them. Do you know what I mean? So that's the kind of the thought. It's like, people don't know what they don't know. So if you get them to that point, it's like, for a teaching aspect of me, it's great. Like, I can sell them into any program I want. But then for the person is great, because they finally realise that they found something that will really help them.
That's great.
It's not just hope that the next product they buy, because it's been marketed, hyped up, you know.
Yeah. That's really great. Well, Alex, I'd better let you go, because I know that you've got a lot to do, so I really appreciate your time, and it's nice to catch up and see the progress you've made.
It is nice to catch up, Keegan, and I suppose, you know, like I said, it's a very different interview than most people do, so I never let Jean just tell me what questions she's going to ask. I'm just happy to see how it flows. So I hope the time listening to this was worthwhile. You know, I really hope there's been some nuggets in here, because I definitely made sure I embedded some nuggets for the people listening, Jane.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you're certainly fulfilling your CotaBot, which is, would you like to explain what your CotaBot is? That's a great phrase.
Yeah. CotaBot is keep on top of being on top. It's a phrase I made up when I was broke, and you know, you're doing our cash flow on a monthly basis, and we realised at the end of the month the cash never matched up. So I was like, well, we need to do cash flow on a weekly basis. So, you know, so instead of just keeping on top of our cash flow on a monthly basis, let's do it on a weekly basis and keep on top of being on top. And what I realised is, once we did that and we kept on top of our cash flow on a weekly basis, then we started to have more money at the end of the month instead of being behind on money. So I was like, wow, imagine applying this now to business. Imagine total bottom business. And then that just means you've just got to analyze what the hell's going on. Just, you know, you've got to take control of your life. You know, you know, like you said, your journey, you've got to take control of it. Your business is your campaign. You've got to take control of it. Nobody else is going to take control of it. I learned that last year. Handing off control to people, what a major lesson to me was, like, nobody's going to take control of anything, right? People just expect. So, you know, you've got to take control of your own life. And when you do, the best things happen. You know, business has never been better for me. The simple reason is, like, working, making sure that I'm taking control. You know? It's pretty cool. You know, when you actually take control of your life, real things happen. As long as you're associated with the best people in the business.
The thing is, people have to realise, though, success, whatever that means to individuals, takes time, doesn't it? And the most difficult part of attaining it is to just take the first step, really, isn't it? One of the quotes you mentioned in your course is, "The future is that time you wish you'd done when you're not doing now." So,
I don't know about that. Is that the quote? I don't know if that's the exact quote, but it's like, say it again?
It says, "The future is that time you wish you'd done what you're not doing now."
Yeah, so in the future is the time that you wish you did. Yeah,
So basically, if you're not doing something now, in the future, you'll turn back and say, "I wish I'd done that," basically.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've no doubt that you'll go on to achieve much more success in whatever you decide to do after the coaching. And I really look forward to catching you up in a couple of years' time or a year's time. So thanks again, and best wishes to your family and the new baby. That's wonderful.
My mum, and also I just put this out there, my mum wants to email you. She keeps on about email address, so I'm sure I'd give it to her, but definitely wants to email you about that book that you sent across. So she really thanks you, and she's really looking forward to speaking to you anyway. And it's a journey, Jean. You know, it's like, you know, Jean joined my coaching program back in 2008, and you know, it's now 2011, and we've both gone on to do great things. And you know, it's a journey. You know, like, I'm on a journey. You know, it's like every day that I wake up is a journey. Some days like, oh man, look at all this work that I've got to do. That's just because I'm a busy fool at sometimes, and other days like, oh, I've got nothing to do. But then, you know, I look at a bigger picture, it's like, well, what really needs to be done? What would I really want to achieve? Not just be busy, what do I want to achieve? And so that's, you know, next time we speak, Jean, a lot of stuff would have changed, and hopefully, you know, we can share that story with other people and hopefully help people on their own journey, you know. So it's been good speaking to you, it's been good catching up again, and I definitely look forward to the next one, Jean.
All right, that's absolutely great. We take care then. Bye.
Take care. Bye, lovely. Bye-bye.